Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzio Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Umiyad Paro, Asher Hitzio Esam, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. So we find Yisro saying, Baruch Hashem, that you took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, the hands of Paro, and out of the Shebud. So there's a famous Chazal that tell us that when Yisro said Baruch Hashem, Gemara in Sanhedrin, he was the first one to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Ginaihu li Yisro. It was a disgrace to the Jewish people that it needed Yisro to come along, the first person to give a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's going on here? We know, we just read it last week. Oz, Yashir, Moshe, Uvene Yisro. The Jewish people did plenty of praising. They sang a whole Shira, many other things. So what's Pshat? What's the uniqueness? When the Gemara says a Gnaihu Yisro, what exactly are they getting at? What's the issue here? So there's a famous answer from the Ksav Sofer. In fact, he gives two answers. But the first answer of the Ksav Sofer is the Hargasha of Yisro. This is by Yichad Yisro. Rashi tells us, quotes Chazal, that he felt the pain. It was like pins. It's like pins and needles in him when he heard about the tremendous tsar of the Egyptians, meaning the tsar of the Jews, but the tsar of the Egyptians. You know that they felt the pain of Paro and the Egyptian as well. So he was the first one. So what was the Chiddush of Yisro? That he realized that everything would happen is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Kishen Shemavarach al Tov, Kalk Mavarach al Hara. That, like we have a halacha. So he had both feelings. He felt the pain of the Egyptians, but nevertheless was able to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so Oz Yashir, that was pure simcha. So it's pure simcha, you didn't have to worry. So of course Oz Yashir. But here the bracha of Yisro, where he gave it, even though he's in tremendous tsar, nevertheless, he was able to give the bracha, like we find the difference between David and Nebuchadnezzar. That David, it said, Nebuchadnezzar would have wrote something, would have put Tehillim to shame, but the Malach came and hit him in the mouth. So what's the pshat? What happened to free choice? The answer is no. He didn't stop him, but if you're one thing, you're on the ocean, on the beach, the wind's blowing, a nice breeze, you're playing the guitar, so it's you could be in the mood to do some music, write some music. But when you're in pain, it's much harder. So the greatness of Yisro, even though he felt the tsar of the Egyptians, nevertheless, he was able to give a bracha. He realized that whatever happens, it's for the best. So that's the Ksav Sofer's first answer. His second answer is, so the first answer was, he was able to bless the Jewish people even though he felt the pain of the Egyptians. The second answer is saying, Yisro, he wasn't involved in the Gula from Mitzrayim. He wasn't involved in the Shibud, in the Tzaras, the pain of the Jewish people. So Yisro, even though he didn't have any personal involvement in the Sarah, or for that matter, in the Geula, he was able to feel the pain, or the he was able to pain, able to feel the Simchas of Hatzolah, that when someone else rejoices, he's able to share in the joy. So that's the greatness of Yisro. Baruch Hashem, that the Jews are saved, even though I wasn't in the pain or I don't involve, I'm still going to be happy, and so I'm still going to celebrate in someone else's joy. So you have two different pshatim, the Ksav Sofer. One is the greatness of Yisro was that it was, even though he felt the pain of the Egyptians, he was still able to give a bracha to the Jewish people. Up until then, Az Yashia was just all good. Or the second shot is, even though he personally wasn't involved, he didn't feel the pain, he didn't feel the pain, sorrow, or the simcha. Nevertheless, when it came to the joy of, he saw the joy of the Jewish people, he joined in on the atzalas of the, he joined in on the joyfulness of the Jewish people, and hence he was able to sing Baruch Hashem. So those are the two pshatim, the greatness of Yisro, the first one to give a bracha.